spiritual practice, Dharmi Lakshana. With a rustle of leaves and silent conversations, the students left the gazebo. Only the chosen disciples were in no hurry to leave. They had long been studying the truth under the wing of the great keeper of knowledge and therefore understood that now the most important part of the class would begin, the spiritual practice with the master. The sage looked at the spiritualized faces of his disciples and smiled, sending each of them light energy of love, warmth, and support.
My dear disciples,
he addressed the group, stretching his hands forward and then raising them to the sky.
I am glad that more and more hearts are opening to the light of spiritual practices. After all, theory is only a small part of knowledge. Practice is much more important. Without it, we cannot get the invaluable experience of sublime emotions, and therefore, we cannot develop.
Thank you for this opportunity, Master,
Alice said, bowing her head in a spiritual manner.
I have been dreaming of practicing with you for so long.
Me too. I've been waiting for this moment for the whole class,
Diana said happily, wiping away a tear of happiness from her eye.
Tell me, Master, what ritual awaits us today?
The Keeper of Knowledge smiled softly and said,
Today we have talked a lot with you about aging and the cycle of life, each stage of which carries its own lessons and important experiences. Today's practice will allow us to relive all these experiences from birth to death.
From birth? Teacher, but how is this possible since we are not children anymore? So we will relive our birth during this practice?
Ilona raised her thin eyebrows in surprise. The master's words clearly did not fit her mind. The Keeper of Knowledge smiled enigmatically in response, as if to say to the doubting student,
You won't know unless you try.
At that moment, a tall, stately, and very young man in a light linen suit, covered with thin golden symbols in an ancient language, entered the gazebo. Slender bracelets jingled melodiously on his graceful wrists. When they struck each other, they created an incredibly gentle and correct melody, like the tinkling of a meditative gong. He wore a huge, solid amulet around his neck, decorated with translucent, light-colored stones that looked nothing like earthly minerals. The disciples immediately recognized him as the sage's closest assistant. The man bowed silently to the master, covering his deep sky blue eyes, walked silently to the back of the gazebo, and began to light candles so that the gazebo would not be drowned in the evening darkness, and the disciples could distinguish each other.
Today's practice is called Dharma Lakshana,
the master began.
It means from birth to death in Sanskrit. This ritual is necessary for us because the human age is short, fleeting, and rapid. And a man should have time to learn the truth. Otherwise, his life will be empty and superficial.
The Keeper of Knowledge paused for a second, watching the reaction of his students. The eyes of men and women were genuinely interested. Some of them moved closer and even leaned forward, trying to catch every word of their master, not to miss anything of the new experience of spiritual practice.
If we trace human life, we will see that it consists of several stages which smoothly flow one into another. At these moments of transition, a person begins to think about who he is, why he lives, and what is the purpose of his existence on earth. In the other intervals, however, one tends to be completely or almost completely identified with one's personality, feelings, and body, unaware that there is something more. Dharma Lakshana is a complex ritual. It is not for beginners, but for people who have at least a minimum of physical and meditative training.
The Keeper of Knowledge, looking around the students again with an attentive gaze, making sure that each of them was ready and able to handle the practice, and then quietly continued.
Dharma Lakshana is a wonderful psychophysical training. It makes the body more flexible, plastic, and obedient, and it has a healing effect on all its parts.
Beloved teacher, does it work only in the body or in the mind too?
Alexander asked with interest.
Of course,
replied the master calmly.
After this practice, the mind becomes more plastic and the consciousness expands. Experiencing your whole being, each image, each pose of this ritual, you will gradually learn the art of looking at yourself from the outside and disidentifying with your personality, with that manifestation in which you most often appear before others, and with what you call yourself. Let us begin to practice. My closest disciple, the Black Chaiton tutor, Ramakrishna will perform it for you.
The Keeper of Knowledge closed his eyes and retreated to a dark part of the gazebo. In the center, illuminated by the light of the candles, the blue-eyed young man stepped in and spoke in a deep, low voice that seemed to come from the heart. There was an incredible magical power in that voice. It was trance-like, relaxing, and made them feel safe.
Lie on your back. Mentally look through your whole body. Send a flow of relaxation throughout your body. Make yourself comfortable and at ease. Immerse yourself in complete relaxation. Remove all blocks, all tensions in the muscles of the body. Clear your emotional sphere. Disconnect from all emotions, experiences.
The disciples followed the light voice of the tutor and settled down on mats. But some of them preferred to lie down on the wooden floor of the gazebo, feeling the pleasant coolness of natural wood with their shoulder blades.
Remember that every period of a person's life is accompanied by certain experiences, and at whatever age you are now, detach yourself from all thoughts. Detach yourself from the image of your eye, which may interfere with your performance of the ritual.
Ramakrishna walked silently between the rows of disciples and stopped near Alexander. The young man's face wandered with a troubled grin. His closed eyelids twitched slightly, and a deep wrinkle ran between his eyebrows. It was obvious that he was far away from here in his thoughts. The priest leaned over his apprentice and placed his palm on his forehead and spoke in a strong, hypnotizing voice.
Stop the inner dialogue, the course of thoughts. Forget about yourself.
Alexander took a deep breath in, and with the exhalation, his face smoothed and calmed down. A transparent, calm half-smile appeared on his lips. Now, having absorbed the energy of calmness, love, and wisdom from his tutor, he could finally let go of his thoughts and fully engage in the practice.
First of all, assume the fetal position,
continued Ramakrishna.
Bend your legs at the knees. Pull them up to your chest and lean back so that your body assumes a vertical position with your head down, making sure that the emphasis is on your shoulders and the back of your head, with your feet on top.
The priest looked at his disciples with a questioning look and said with understanding,
if this pose is difficult to perform, then perform a simplified version. Bend your legs at the knees, pull them up to your chest, and reach your forehead toward your knees, lifting your head off from the floor as much as possible. Freeze in this position, trying to find maximum comfort, ease, and relaxation in it. Breathe evenly, superficially. Feel yourself as a baby in your mother's womb, listening to the beating of her heart. Feel yourself surrounded by water and floating in its expanse. There is no problem, no personality, no anxiety, no discomfort. All that is inherent in a human being. You are serene and calm. These sensations leave you with your birth, and there comes the turning point of your existence. You enter the world of samsara, a diverse and changeable world, to go through all the stages, all the ways of your development in this world. And the first step is your appearance in this world. This is our next exercise. Flip back, or in some other safe way, get into a heel-seated pose and with it feel your birth. The first breath, the first cry, the first moment when the world broke into your existence. Stay in the position, bow to the sun. Sit on your heels, body tilted forward, forehead resting on the ground, arms relaxed along the body. Hold your breath.
The disciples performed the asanas in a state of awe, following the voice of the nearest disciple. Their minds were freed from stereotypical perceptions of themselves, and then their bodies assumed the unfamiliar postures with complete freedom.
Concentrate your attention in the Muladhara chakra, in the coccyx area. Feel yourself as a child,
continued the tutor.
You begin to crawl, make your first sounds, walk, run, talk. Your consciousness is light and free of concerns. You are free and at ease. You are impersonal. All desires are at the level of instincts. Experience this carefree state. Give yourself to it completely, totally.
The tutor tuned into the state of a child with all three centers, mind, emotions, and body, using all his spiritual experience, thanks to which the students fully felt the long-forgotten state of a carefree childhood. The sounds of mystical music protected the meditation from the intrusion of lowly influences. The sound of the gong every minute brought the attention of the participants back to the practice. And the keeper of knowledge, being in deep religious ecstasy, healed the subtle bodies of the practitioners, ridding them of the traumas of childhood. Sensing the change in the guru's condition, Ramakrishna continued, slightly lowering the timbre of his voice.
Gradually, the wonderful childhood is passing away. The time of transition from essence to personality is coming. Feel yourself as a teenager, a young adult who is gradually beginning to define himself in life. Motivation rises to the Svadhisthana chakra in the lower abdomen. Perform the lover's pose. Stand on the left knee, bend the right leg, and lean on it. Put your hands with palms together and turn the body as much as possible to the right. As much as possible, move your head and gaze away.
Following the strong state of the guide, the students moved into a new phase of life and took a new pose.
Find comfort in this position. Feel how strongly your spine is twisted and the pleasant sensations of energy streams that rise up through your back and go to your head. Feel yourself as a young teenager. Experience in your heart the expectation of something new, unusual, bright, and big. You say goodbye to your childhood, growing out of your childhood clothes and leaving the toys of the past behind. Unusual experiences visit your heart. Experiences of falling in love, inexplicable sadness, longing and longing to meet your beloved. Your whole being is drowned in this excitement, hope, and expectation. Imagine how your voice, your look, your movements, your attitude to the world changes. Experience it all.
While the closest student was speaking, immersing the group in a meditative trance, the keeper of knowledge was scanning the state of the subtle bodies of the students, healing the traumas of destructive relationships and getting rid of painful attachments. Each of the students was now experiencing a literal storm of emotions. For in just one moment, they had gone from the state of ignorant infants to the phase of adolescence. A deep emotional rebirth swirled in the cool air. Tears rolled from Diana's closed eyes, for she had just experienced her own birth and adulthood. Ilona's whole body trembled, as if a tiny bird of love had fluttered in her chest and was trying to fly out. Realizing that the students were ready for the next stage, the keeper signaled to his student to continue speaking.
Years of happy youth pass, and a young, inexperienced boy grows into a mature husband, and a girl turns into a woman. It is time to become a father or mother of a family, to start a household. Motivation moves from the Svadhisthana chakra to the Manipura chakra, the solar plexus. One's consciousness becomes higher. Let's move to the next position, the householder's pose. Stand on your feet, put your left hand on your waist. Clench your right hand into a fist. Bend at the elbow and twist to the right as much as possible. The head is also turned strongly and the gaze is turned sideways.
Saying goodbye to the sublime and inspired state of adolescence, the disciples moved into a new pose.
Feel yourself as a family owner, father, husband or wife, mother,
continued the tutor.
You have new and different experiences. You are trying to take care of your children. You are working, winning your place in society. You go from youthful maximalism to mature rationalism. You become organized, collected, and at the same time conditioned by the limits of your personality. You try to be appropriate to your environment and listen to the opinions of others. Experience all of these states holistically.
The students concentrated even more. The faces of each of them showed deep inner work. Paul's forehead showed sharp expression lines. It was obvious that he was taking this state of mind especially seriously. This pose was not easy for everyone. Edgar's face twisted in a grimace of anguish. Inside him, he was experiencing the whole spectrum of emotions, suffering, defeat, and disappointment that adult life had presented to him.
For a long time, you live like this. You experience the bitterness of defeat and the joy of victory,
said Ramakrishna in a resounding voice.
You win and fail. You seek happiness in people and objects around you, gradually becoming disappointed and asking yourself, why am I living in this world? What is my purpose? You see how your children grow up and leave you before your eyes, how the objects of this world come, bringing joy and leave, condemning you to sufferings and some new understanding, a different vision of the world, and things opens in your soul. Motivation rises up into the Anahata chakra, in the center of the chest.
With relief, the disciples moved to the new posture shown by the tutor. It was now that the disciples had a unique chance to pass the most important test in their earthly existence. To overcome the interval between the lower and upper centers of their being, between the egoistic perception of the world and the state of service to the Supreme, between the desire to succumb to the laws of lower nature and the new spiritual life filled with God.
Take the posture of farewell to the world.
Ramakrishna spoke soothingly.
Put your hands together in front of your chest and look deep into your heart. Say with great inner conviction, farewell to the material world. I am no longer clinging to illusory desires. Your pleasures, aspirations, and accomplishments are no longer my concern. I have learned the value of all these things, and worldly vanity can no longer please my heart. I discovered a new meaning of life, much deeper. I am turning away from your temptations, O mortal world.
A hum of voices filled the gazebo. Concentrating all their attention on the voice, the disciples confidently and thoughtfully recited their tutor's magic phrase.
Goodbye, material world. I no longer hold on to illusory desires and illusions,
Ilona said sensually, emphasizing every word. A deep wrinkle ran between the arches of her thin eyebrows. It was obvious that she was concentrating on the practice.
I have learned the value of all things, and worldly vanity can no longer please my heart,
Alexander said confidently, and a triumphant, happy smile blossomed on his lips with each word.
I am discovering a new meaning of life, a much deeper one,
Edgar said thoughtfully. His low, melodious voice seemed to have a new, unprecedented power and energy. Each of the disciples pronounced Ramakrishna's phrase in their own way, but it was evident that it had a tremendous mystic effect. The faces of the disciples seemed to be enlightened, filled with radiance and purity. Some of the students were crying, experiencing a state of purification and transition to a new level, and some of them were at peace and tranquility. In a second, a few moments later, the strong, hypnotic voice of the tutor sounded again.
Experience the loss of old ways of thinking and seeing. You are embarking on a spiritual path of perfection leading to the one great goal. Concentrate your attention in the Vishuddha chakra, in the jugular cleft of the neck.
The faces of the students relaxed and filled with peace. A new and unusual experience took possession of the body. Sublime emotions rose from the feet to the heart and filled the whole being with vivid experiences from which the whole soul was suddenly infused with unimaginable power. The keeper of knowledge contemplated in a state of awe how the subtle bodies of the students were blossoming like flower buds, being colored with the shimmering colors of various talents and abilities. He removed from these heavenly flowers only visible to him parasites and larvae, which fed on fears and complexes instilled from childhood, blocking the manifestation of creative energy.
Take the posture of a novice. Put your right hand on the waist and the left hand folded in a clasp and turn as far to the left as possible. The head turned to the left and the gaze directed sideways. Feel the twisted spine and the pleasant vibrations in it. Make your breathing soft and gentle. Inhale and exhale smoothly, gently. Do not strain your lungs. You go to the ashram, to the guru. All your days are spent in spiritual exercises. All of them are filled with peace and harmony. You selflessly carry out all the instructions of your guru. Honor his advice. A different vision of the world comes to you. You acquire three great virtues: guru, teaching, and community. The three jewels that the supreme spiritual power can give to a man.
A new feeling completely took over the minds of the disciples. They readily moved on to the next position.
In every living being, you see your neighbor. An unusual experience of awe, joy, happiness awakens in your heart. Your heart exudes happiness, love for all beings. You have a desire to understand and forgive everything, a desire to help every living being. You feel compassion, mercy. God awakens in your heart.
Ramakrishna paused for a moment, watching the reaction of the disciples, and then continued.
Feel in your soul the most sublime, the most subtle experiences. Feel the soft, sublime state. You are overflowing with delight and rapture. Everything becomes extraordinary and magical in your eyes. You are now in your mature years. Your life has passed far past the middle. And only now you see all the poetry of the world in every object, in every action, in every little thing. Bit by bit, you are gathering within you the most valuable spiritual treasures. Your life is full of reverent service and devotion to the Supreme, and in return, the Supreme responds to you with its blessing, endowing your soul with unearthly experiences. In union with this power, you spend long hours of your meditations.
Tears of delight and joy welled up in the eyes of the students at the mere thought of the spiritual power that the practice gave them. Awe-inspiring smiles blossomed on their faces. Each of the disciples was experiencing rebirth more and more deeply.
Next, assume the posture of an ascetic.
The priest continued after a short pause to allow the disciples to experience the new state more deeply.
Get on your left knee, fold your arms in front of your chest, and turn back as far as possible. Feel your spine twisted. You continue the path of your spiritual perfecting, no longer as a disciple, but as a monk with his own followers. Many immature hearts put their lives in your hands, asking for your spiritual support. The light of knowledge exuded by you involves everything around you. Your ajna chakra, which is located in the area between your eyebrows, has been opened and its power radiates great energy. Your vision of the world changes. You begin to see its mechanical laws according to which it develops. You see the huge path of evolution of the universe, and at the same time, your attitude to yourself changes. You see yourself not as an isolated particle, not as an individual separated from the life of the universe, but as an integral entity intertwined with its development. You are overflowing with this knowledge. Experience it. There is a great need in you to share your knowledge, to tell people about the meaning of their existence and ways to find true happiness. And now your life is coming to an end. You become a sannyasin,
said solemnly the nearest disciple of the teacher. And the keeper of knowledge, speaking from the darkness of the gazebo, fervently prayed to God for the soul of every living being, calling upon the light forces for help in overcoming the darkness of ignorance and identification.
Take the posture of a sannyasin. Sit cross-legged on the floor. If flexibility allows, take the lotus posture. Perform calm, even breathing with the lower abdomen. Come to the inner calm, peaceful state. You spend the sunset of your earthly life in solitude. Practically all your life is spent in meditation. And in these silent hours of solitude in you, the flower of higher knowledge blossoms, Sahasrara Chakra, Chakra of wisdom and intuition, opens. You comprehend the meaning of all things, penetrate into the innermost corners of the universe. This light dispels the darkness that previously surrounded your being. You see your presence in all beings, events, affairs. The limits of the I disappear, and you feel your merging with all existence. You feel yourself in everything. In this state, you realize yourself as spirit, passionless, essence, eternal, indestructible. You calmly watch the vitality fading in your body, the body dying, and you leaving this mortal shell.
Following the tutor's voice, the disciples assumed the lotus posture and plunged into deep contemplation. None of them had any sense of time. It seemed as if an eternity had passed before them during their practice. And now, they, already experienced, were frozen in a single moment.
The last pose is the corpse pose, Shavasana,
said Ramakrishna, softly and tenderly.
Lie on your back, relax, and embrace your body with your consciousness. Feel your soul slowly leaving your body through the top of your head and hanging in the air. It looks down from above at its shell, which you have only misleadingly called yourself. With a sense of relief, you rise upwards to the higher planes to fulfill your main purpose there as well, which is to help the beings who need your help.
At this time, the keeper of knowledge was harmonizing the state of the subtle bodies of the disciples who were in total relaxation. Their performance of yogic postures in combination with breathing and vivid images cleared the energy channels and meridians, through which the subtle spiritualizing energy of the great keeper of knowledge was now freely flowing. The disciples spent 5 blissful minutes in the embrace of God. And then, from somewhere in the depths, as if from another world, a beautiful, hypnotizing voice of Ramakrishna was heard.
Take a deep breath,
he said.
Gradually return to your body. Feel the surface on which you are lying. Move your fingertips and toes. Feel yourself in the here and now moment. And realize that the experience you just had is now part of your soul. You can return to it again and again. Re-experience the rebirth of your soul. All these realizations are yours forever,
Ramakrishna said solemnly, and the gazebo fell into silence.
What a wonderful practice, Master,
Alice said in a squeezed voice as she regained consciousness. It was difficult for her to speak from the excitement of the experience, but the eyes glittering with admiration expressed all her feelings without words.
"When we plunged into childhood,"
she said,
"I felt so serene, calm, and peaceful that tears rolled from my eyes. And when we entered the stage of adulthood, I could feel my chakras opening one by one, the energy pulsing and concentrating in them."
"Excellent, Alice. You have managed to fully engage in the process and get the most out of this practice,"
said the Keeper of Knowledge himself, coming out of the shadows. His face seemed even kinder and more friendly in the warm light of the candles.
"I was especially delighted with the pose of the householder,"
Alexander said quietly.
"Peace and harmony were literally bursting from within. I also came to an important realization about my business. I finally realized which way I needed to go."
"I was particularly moved by the moment of the transition from child's pose to lover's pose,"
Edgar said enthusiastically.
"At that moment, I felt so light in my stomach, like a flock of butterflies flitting about. It's an incredible feeling. Tell me, Great Master, how often can I practice this ritual?"
"This ritual takes only 30 to 40 minutes in total. Practice it every day if possible, preferably at the same time. And then you will experience all the wonderful transformations that will renew your being, change your life,"
answered the master kindly and affectionately, as if he was talking to children.
"Only half an hour, and we have lived a whole life in that time,"
Diana whispered delightedly.
"How much valuable experience and knowledge we have gained."
"Yes,"
Alona agreed, tucking her graying hair behind her ear.
"I realized only now what a tremendous experience we gain in a lifetime. And before, I wanted to be forever young, to freeze myself at one age and forget about old age. I was willingly depriving myself of such important realizations. Now I finally understand what aging is all about."
"That's right,"
said the wise man.
"As a rule, we seldom think seriously about the questions of our existence. An ordinary person, living his life, does not rise above the third chakra, Manipura. It is extremely rare to go up to Anahata, and only a few out of millions go up to higher chakras. The few who have realized the value and significance of each period of their lives."
The guardian looked at his students with a loving gaze. "Each of them today has risen to the highest level and energized all the chakras."
"Teacher, I don't fully understand,"
Alice said sadly.
"If every stage of our life is important, it turns out that now we have to go through this long way from life to life, stage by stage, in order to get closer to God at the end, in old age? But not everyone can live to a deep old age, right? How then to come to God?"
"Many people do not come to the realization of God even at old age,"
Edgar added.
"Many go astray, living a life of sin and vice. How can you live such a vast experience in just one lifetime?"
"My dear students,"
said the Keeper of Knowledge,
"you have made a very wise point. Not every soul on earth can come to God. Only a strong, mature soul who has passed more than one incarnation can realize its destiny, its great mission, and live life correctly. And such a soul does not need to go through all stages of life. After all, it has passed them millions of times in other incarnations. This experience is already there, and it can calmly move to higher plans, to come to know God and spirituality."
"So it is possible to become a highly spiritual person while still very young?"
Alice wondered. The teacher nodded calmly and continued.
"Look, for example, at your tutor today, Ramakrishna. He is much younger than many of you, but he is already on the high spiritual level of a priest. This is because his soul is very mature. It has gone through 1,000 incarnations. In other lives, he was born many times, fell in love, became a householder. But inwardly, he always aspired to God. That's why he is here now."
"It's just magical,"
Alice exclaimed.
"It turns out that we can already be close to God. We can pass through all these stages and step onto the road of our true destiny."
The disciples whispered enthusiastically. Master's words touched them deeply. They had never experienced such a strong and incredible realization.
"Following the path of perfectioning, you will be able to discover the most intimate, the most subtle layers of being, to feel yourself an integral part of all things. You will penetrate into your subconscious, get access to information, to the evolution of the whole universe. An embryo growing up to a child goes through the millionth path of evolution, and this ritual will help you to go through this path within 30 minutes. The greatest good in the world is to be born as a human being and become conscious.
Om,
said the Keeper of Knowledge, and vanished in the dense shadow of the gazebo. The disciples did not leave for a long time. They talked to the wise Ramakrishna and each other, discussing their experiences, thoughts, and emotions that had arisen during the practice. They asked about other young disciples of the Master. Among them were very youngsters whose souls were so mature and wise that they had passed through all the stages of ordinary life and joined the community of the Great Keeper of Knowledge. Each disciple felt that today they had found a new meaning of life and had learned a precious lesson that would surely help them in their future life.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.